I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
And a very good Saturday morning to you. Welcome inside Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Bob Pompiani on this side of the glass. Matt Harkins is on the other side. He'll be taking your calls at 412-928-9370. By now, you know the drill. Call, air your opinions. If you'd like to do it on the Fan text line, that is brought to you by Edgar Steiner & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless they get money for you. And the Fan Twitter site is brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.com. So Donnie just got done. It's Bucko week, first week coming up in Miami. They start against the Marlins on Thursday. Paul Skeens on the mound. I guess this would be a good time to ask all of you out there your thoughts about the Pirates coming in. And I expect that most people are going to be in the boat of, once again, a bad season. But if you can paint for me a picture of how they might be competitive in what I think is just an average division, because that's what the National League Central is, an average division. I'd like to hear your thoughts on that. What will it take? For my view, it would be, you know, excellent starting pitching first and foremost, all season long. Get that into the sixth and seventh inning, keep it tight, and then the bats will be the story, or lack of bats. Most likely it'll be like lack of bats. They haven't done a lot to try to help their offense, which sorely needs help. Outside of the St. Louis Cardinals, which was a team that didn't do anything either, the Pirates were, just kind of non-existent when it came to free agency. They didn't do much to add to their team. So they're going to have to come up with big hits and big situations to help a pitching staff that I think will carry them this season. And this does not, of course, count the latest on Jared Jones, who had that elbow soreness. They're still waiting on a diagnosis for that. I suspect he won't be around to start the season. But how long will he be out? And that's a devastating blow for a team that counted on him in year two to be better than he was in year one, which was really good for a rookie at 22 years of age. We'll get into that. Also want to talk, and I should congratulate Penn State Wrestling. They're closing on their fourth straight Division I wrestling championship. This is unbelievable. Kale Sanderson up there has done a wonderful job. They've won it in 12 of 14 years. They've had 10 All-Americans this year. It's the first time since 2001 that any wrestling team in college has done that. They're just a factory. But also a shout-out to Max Stout of Pitt. He became an All-American at 197. Had an interesting match the other night against his brother, and Mac won that one. So congrats to him. Pitt should be a pretty competitive team once again next year as three of their top wrestlers are coming back. 412-928-9370. Riverhounds will be in action at home tonight against Hartford. It's their debut at home. Check them out. I think it's a team that has some unfinished business. They've been to the playoffs 7 years in a row. Maybe this is the year they win it all. They're going to be one of the teams that I think most people in the Eastern Conference think are going to be there at the end. We'll see how far they can get into it. But they take on Hartford. That's at 7 o'clock at Highmark Stadium. NCAA tournament going big. I think one of the big marquee matchups today, the one that I want to watch, is Patino and Calipari with St. John's and Arkansas. Those two guys have done a very good job. Combined wins over the years, almost 1,800. Combined Final Four appearances, 13 of those. Two guys who've been around a long time, and they know how to coach. Arkansas has a very good team, but they have some injuries that will affect them. St. John's struggled early on in their game on Thursday night, but they came out strong in the second half. That's a team that can beat you a lot of different ways, too, and they like to push the pace a little bit. So Rick Pitino is the number two seed against Arkansas. That one will be one of the big games that you watch today. Overall, Robert Morse, I thought, has played played one of the better games you're going to find. 90-81 loss, I know, to Alabama, but Alabama was a blue blood kind of team in terms of where they are, number two seed. Robert Morris played so well as a team, and I thought they really kept it tight most of the way, and that's what you're supposed to do if you're one of those 15 seeds. Keep it tight, and then hope at the end you get a couple of breaks. Well, they did when they took a lead with six-some minutes left. It was 65-64, but that lead lasted 30 seconds. Alabama at that point kind of asserted themselves, flexed their muscles, and the talent rose in that final 6 minutes, and that was the difference of that game. But Andy Toole and company did a heck of a job this year, winning the Horizon League regular season and tournament championships, and then getting on and almost pulling a big upset. And Matt Harkins, there were no upsets really to speak of. McNeese State would probably be it, but if you look at the one seeds, the two seeds, the three seeds, and the four seeds, none of them lost in the first 2 days of this event. Normally, there you see three or four of them. But that's the way it is.
Yeah, it was just Colorado State, McNeese State, like you said, were the big upsets. Like, I had Clemson in the Final Four, and I regretted that.
A lot of people had that.
2 minutes into the game. McNeese just dominated that game.
And they came back at the end, but it was too little too late. When you dig a big hole, the bad things can only happen to you. But, of course, the news that most people were talking about is that Aaron Rodgers appeared in Pittsburgh this week. And he met with the Steelers, Mike Tomlin, Omar Khan, Arthur Smith, Tom Arthur, quarterback coach. So a lot of people believe that this is going to happen. A lot of people are not so hot on this idea. But it suggests, I think, to me, that Aaron Rodgers is still engaged in playing. If he were thinking about retirement, he probably wouldn't do this. But at the same time, I don't know if the Steelers, depending on the money, and I don't know how much they've really offered. Most people believe it's a one-year deal for maybe in the $30 million range. We'll see. They need help there. They only have Mason Rudolph and Skylar Thompson so far. They likely will draft somebody in the middle rounds. I don't think it'll be in the first round, but we'll see how that goes. But certainly interesting dynamic. And one thing I will say, if he comes into town, every day will be sort of a circus, and it will certainly keep talk shows alive and well for the coming season. 412-928-9370 is the number to call. I want to hear from you about that. And we're getting closer to the NFL draft. And keep in mind that a year from now, we're going to be talking about the Pittsburgh NFL draft. First time ever coming to Pittsburgh for an entire week. They're expecting a ton of people to be in town for that. Not just people from Pittsburgh, but all around this area. And I'm sure it's going to be a spectacle. And maybe that's the year. I keep thinking they're going to draft their quarterback of the future next year. Because I don't know if they're going to be in a position this year unless they move up, based on what people are telling you, unless somebody falls, and that could happen as well. 412-928-9370, the number to call here. So all those topics are fine by me. If you'd like to get into them, please call. And you can also hit me up on Twitter. It's at KDPump. But back to the tournament. It's interesting when you start looking at some of these numbers, conferences. The SEC had 14 teams make it, and we thought at the time that was a little bit too much, and maybe it was based on how some of these numbers are looking, because the SEC in their first two rounds have gone 8-6, so six of their teams have been eliminated already, and that's what happens when you have a lot of teams in there, especially the bottom half of that. So Big Ten is the team that really, the conference that's really rolling here. They're 8-0, Big 12 6-1, the Big East 4-2. The ACC is 2-3, and that counts a play-in win by North Carolina. But I think they revealed themselves in the second opportunity play. They weren't very good. Duke is the team that's left, and a lot of people have Duke winning it all. And we did see Cooper Flagg play in that game, so obviously he is healthy enough to go, and that's a big thing for them. They need him to be at their very best as they move on into this tournament. Penguins won a game last night also. Alex Nedeljkovic had one of the best saves you'll see pretty much all season long. It was an arm save late in the game, and quite frankly, Columbus was the better team, I thought, last night. They threw 48 shots on the Penguins, 45 saved by Nedeljkovic. The one that really comes to mind is the arm save where he sprawled on the ground like Dominik Hasek, and he somehow made the save. It was an initial whiff by a Columbus player, and then he did get it on goal, but Nedeljkovic was there to make that save. He's a gritty goaltender, but he's very streaky, and when the streaks go bad, it's not a good place to be. But at least the Penguins have won 5 of 6 now. I don't know what that means. That may hurt them in chances of getting what they need in the lottery in terms of chances of getting a number one pick, but they're playing better. They have a good test coming up on Sunday as they visit the defending champs. That would be the Florida Panthers. 412-928-9370. Let's go to the phone lines now. Call and air your opinions. We got George in Manesson. Hello, George. What's up?
Bob, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Getting any swings in yet?
Well, not around here, but I did have a chance to go out west and play at Pebble Beach, which was like a very big bucket list thing for me. So that was really great. And if you haven't done that, George, you should do that.
Yeah, that's a bucket list thing for real, huh? Regarding the quarterback, here's my take on this, and I'm sure this has maybe been brought up before. Until we change the offensive philosophy of this run first, throw a little bit, let the defense, win the game at the end, we're not adjusting to the way the league's offenses are. And I think it has a lot to do with Tomlin and maybe even Rooney, because we want to play the old Steeler way. And that's just not cutting it. And I don't care what quarterback you have back there. If you don't run the right system and you're predictable, and then you put a lot of money in your defense, and then last year our defense gave up a lot of points. It's like, you agree that we need to change the offensive philosophy a little bit?
I think they gave you an indication, George, with the acquisition of DK Metcalf, that they want to change it. They want to stretch the field more. They need big-time playmakers, and he is a big-time playmaker. They went really out of their comfort zone in terms of that contract, 5 years, $150 million, right, like that. But I like that. I think they need players like that. He's only 27, so that makes total sense to me. But I'm not going to just say that the run game is not an important part of any football team. If you look at the ones that went deep in the playoffs this year, they all had very good run games. Philadelphia led the way, and they're also very good defensively, too. And that's the thing you hit upon right there. For as much money as the Steelers have put into their defense has failed them in critical times. And that's what you really can't do. I mean, it reared its ugly head so many times last year. I remember the game in Philadelphia where Russell Wilson, Baltimore. He fumbled at the 2-yard line or 4-yard line, whatever it was.
To run it in, yeah.
Yeah, well, they allowed a 96-yard drive right after that, resulting in a touchdown. Yep. That's when your defense has got to help your offense out a little bit. So, the blame from last year is spread all over the place. But yes, their offense needs to be more dynamic without sacrificing the effectiveness of a good run game, because I think that's what sets the stage for you. Not many teams that just throw the ball 50 times a game are going to win a lot. It's the ones that have a good balance but are capable of doing both when the time requires.
Yeah, do you think they'll maybe look at defensive line in the draft?
Oh, I think absolutely. I think the first-round pick will probably be a defensive lineman. Either that or wide receiver. I still think they need a wide receiver, because the part of the puzzle that I'm not sure of at this point is what happens with George Pickens. Is he here? Do they trade him? Does he want to be here? Does he ask for a trade? And if that's the case, then they're going to need somebody else. And you may need it anyway, because next year he'll be gone if they're not interested in giving him big money. And if you give one guy $150 million, you can't afford two. And you could look at Cincinnati and say, well, they did. I'm not so sure that's the best move for Cincinnati. Sure, it's nice to keep Higgins and Chase together with Burrow, but if you could have traded Higgins and gotten something to help your defense, which is really bad, and they were real bad last year too, so they need to get better on defense, or else they're going to have to play these high-scoring games week in and week out.
Yeah, and they got rid of Hendrickson and a few of their defense.
Well, I think they're still trying to sign him, but if they give a lot of money there, you're going to have a whole bunch of money tied up in four players, and that makes it difficult when it comes to depth.
Well, definitely going to be a key draft this year.
No doubt about it. Thanks, George. Appreciate it. Thank you for calling at 412-928-9370. John in Delmont is on the line, and now he's on the Fan. Hello, John.
Hi, Bob. How are you today, sir?
Doing well, thank you. How are you? John?
What I want to talk about real quick is baseball. And I'm one of a few guys that was actually at the 1960 World Series when a whole lot of people have claimed to be. But I got a seat with my father because it was behind a pole. And they couldn't sell that seat. But anyway, have you ever heard of Sandy Koufax and Don Drysdale and Claude Osteen and Al sure. Downing?
Yep, all really good pitchers. Why do you bring them up?
Because that's the way the Pirates can win this year. They have the pitching, and the Los Angeles Dodgers in, I believe it was 1963, with guys like Maury Wills, bunted themselves on base, stole second, got a fly ball to center field. The next thing you knew, the guy was on third base, and they scored a run. And before it was said and done, they were in the World Series, and they had done it with an average, I believe, well, this is true, and you can look it up, of 2.8 runs a game. Now,
well,
when you look at the Pirate offense, that's about what they're worth, 2.8 runs a game. But they had a Los Angeles had a good bullpen and starters. Here's the weakness in my conversation. They had starters that went 8 and 9 innings. And in today's baseball, you can't have such a thing.
Well, they just don't do it. They can if they want. I think Paul Skene should be able to if he so chooses, if he feels good. But yeah, to your point, if you have a good starting pitcher, what you described is small ball. That's what that was. That's what that is. Playing close games, winning close games. But in order to win close games, you still need clutch hitting. Do they have enough on their team to do that? I'm not so sure they do. They have guys who you expect to help. Certainly Cruz, certainly Reynolds. I hope Henry Davis makes the opening day roster and somehow he emerges as somebody that can get his bat going and turn into a 25 home run guy. They need stuff like that. But without it, you're going to lose a lot of those close games as well. So that's the situation there. So thanks for the call. Appreciate that one. In Del Monte, 412-928-9370. All right, we're going to keep the lines open here. It's time to take a break. When we come back, we'll get into the Steelers more, the Pirates, the Penguins. If you want to talk about this tournament and who you think may still emerge, not a lot of upsets yesterday or the day before, quite frankly. All the ones, the twos, the threes, and the fours advance. No upsets there. What will happen today? Call us at 412-928-9370. It's the Bob Pompeiani Show. Right here on Sports Radio 93.7.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with Family Carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply. For three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Fan. All right, welcome back. As we continue here on what will be a busy basketball weekend, want to remind you, though, the Fan and the Pittsburgh Pirates want to visit your teams in action for our youth baseball and softball showcase presented by Sheetz. Parents and coaches, send an email to us here at the station at youthsports937thefan.com to register your 12 and under team, and 937 The Fan may make a stop to your field. Details at 937thefan.com, brought to you by Keystone Custom Apparel. So yeah, baseball season's in the air. The Pirates will begin on Thursday. Big question surrounding Jared Jones. How bad is this injury? How much time will he miss? He's seeking a second opinion, and the Pirates have not said much other than that. So we'll have to wait, and I would imagine that, you know, you have to set your rosters here pretty soon heading into the first game. It'll be sooner rather than later that we get some more information concerning the health of Jared Jones. In the meantime, Paul Skeens is a guy who wants to pitch 240 innings if necessary. He thinks he can. He thinks he should get the chance. What do you think about that? In this day and age where people control pitch counts religiously, where you get close to 100 and all of a sudden people start talking about what should they do, keep you in. I'm of the belief with him, because he's a big guy and he throws hard, but he has the big frame behind him to help him in that regard. I think if he's willing to go and able to go, if you get to the point where you're in the seventh inning and he's cruising along, and even if it's a more high pitch count than you would expect from him, if Derek Shelton goes out there and says, hey, how do you feel? I'm going to trust what he says. If he says, I can still do this, I want to keep going, I'll let him go. If I see the velocity still there, maybe the pitch count isn't, why not? He's your best option at this point. The bullpen still is sort of a work in progress. So before I get to trust them, I want to see how long I can go with some of my starters. And I know early in the season, it won't be long. You'll learn a lot about your bullpen in the early days of the season, because they're going to be worked. Most of these guys are going to go five innings until you get into May probably, and then you expand them a little bit. But the bullpen will certainly have a role. And the Pirate bullpen right now is potentially okay. They have some good people there, both righties and lefties, who can help out. David Bednar remains a key. And if he can regain what he had in the All-Star season, then that would be a big plus for the Pirates. And that would also make your ninth inning something you can rely on. As of now, it's kind of up in the air. Although they do have some guys who've done well down there. And I'm going to wait how they see, how they utilize some of these guys early in the season. But if I have a chance to move Paul Skeens into 7, 8, 9 innings, he's up to it, I'm just letting him go. I realize that's something that most managers don't want to get into these days, especially with a prized arm like his. However, he's my one asset that I think I got to maximize when I have a chance to maximize him. 412-928-9370, number to call here. So the Pirates, I'm going out on a little bit more optimistic limb this year than I have in the past. I'm looking at the Pirates and I think to myself, this division is not all that good. If they can win some of these games, and I don't know who is going to emerge as clutch on this team, but they're going to have some clutch hitting. But if you can do that, I think, 80 wins, 81, 80, maybe a 500 kind of team. And would that be good enough to be close to a wild card? If they are close in that situation, it will be interesting to see what happens at the trade deadline, because they should by all means add on. If they don't add on and they're close, that tells you a lot about how they feel about this team not yet being able to contend for a playoff. I think the time is now. This is 6 years into this regime. They certainly need to start doing something. And my expectation would be a wild card. If I don't get it, I'd make changes. It's as simple as that. It's time. 412-928-9370. Back to the Steelers. This quarterback situation is going to have to play out here sooner rather than later. They're waiting. I don't know how long you wait. If Aaron Rodgers wants to make you wait for a while, he can. He may go all the way up until the draft with this thing and see what teams do, and there could be a need for a team. Or he can wait until, you know, week 9 of the season if there are injuries, and he makes it aware to everyone that he's out there waiting and he's going to stay in good shape and he'll be available if somebody wants to. He can go that route too. But if they don't do that, you know, I wonder what's next. Russell Wilson is still floating around out there. I don't know where he's going to end up. You saw the Giants last night. They signed Jameis Winston to a 2-year deal for $8 million with a potential of getting it up to $16 million. Does that mean they won't be interested in either one of those guys? Probably not. They still need some help. They have the 3rd, I believe, overall pick in the draft, so likely they will draft a quarterback as well. But it makes for a very interesting next couple of weeks for sure. Let's go out to the lines. We got Sean in Imperial joining us right now. Hello, Sean. What's up?
Hey, you taking my call? Hey, Bob, appreciate you taking my call. Just, and I've been on with you a few times in the past. Made some predictions, and this time around, wanted to kind of get your opinion on something. One that I'm really struggling with and going back and forth on, and that's George Pickens. You know, we all know the history and kind of the baggage that comes along with him, but we also know what his ceiling is and what his potential is. You know, we bring in DK Metcalf, and now if you look at the visits we've had with these draft picks, we brought in some very big wide receivers, the fellow from TCU, the guy from Iowa State. These are 6'4", 6'5", receivers that remind you of George Pickens. What do you think is going to happen with George moving forward, knowing that he is on he has 1 year remaining on his contract? What do you think is going to happen?
Well, I've thought all along, Sean, that they're going to trade him. Only because I think he probably sees the writing on the wall, and I don't know if he's going to want to sit around knowing that this year could possibly be his last, and that they brought in DK Metcalf, his numbers might go backwards. I don't think that's going to happen. I think with DK Metcalf here, he should be somebody who takes advantage of that, because most likely teams will try to double up Metcalf, which should create some opportunities for him. So if he's here, he better understand that this is it for him in terms of making a statement for next year. Just go in, have a good year, and then you can put yourself in a prime position to get some free agent dollars. But I still think they're going to need a second-round pick. They traded that away for Metcalf. If they can trade him, get a second and, you know, something else potentially in that, second-round pick, whatever, and then draft somebody who could be his replacement, I think that's the more likely scenario you'll see.
I agree. And, you know, in a perfect world, it would be lovely, right? It would be lovely to have DK Metcalf on one side and George Pickens on the other. But I think that's looking through black and gold rose-colored glasses there. And I think the reality is at the end of the season, and I think a big moment was when that report came out from the Chiefs game that Pickens was late to arrive at the stadium. He was late for the inactives, which is a big headache for the coaching staff and the guys internally. And when that – I forget the reporter that asked Tomlin the question, but you could obviously tell that he was – fibbing about this. And I think the headache is finally getting to Mike Tomlin. And right at the end of the year, Dulac was very stern in one of his mailbag questions that it sounded like George was going to be shipped. And if you kind of put everything together, the prediction I'll make to wrap this up, I think the Chargers will end up being the team, a third-round pick out to the Chargers. Appreciate you taking the call, Bob.
All right, Sean. Well, that could very well happen. They certainly have Najee Harris out there now, and I think he's going to have a big year out there. I really do. But I didn't like how he left necessarily. He didn't have to air all his complaints and grievances here. He had every opportunity to do what he had to do. He was the bell cow for the first year, carried the ball over 300 times. He got chances. Their identity was him. And he seemed to think that there wasn't an identity. Does the identity have to change? Probably yes. They have to become more of a pass team in critical situations. And if you look at who the guys they've brought in some of these pre-draft visits, I've counted 3 wide receivers. I believe Jalen Noel was one of them. He's a guy from Iowa State. Savion Williams was another one from TCU. And there are others. Plus, they brought in plenty of running backs. So you get the indication that aside from tackle, that they're going to be looking defensive tackle, they're going to be looking at offensive players as well. And that could lay the groundwork to a trade for George Pickens. Again, most of this, I think, will happen in and around the draft where teams are together and you can make these kinds of calls. Let's go out to Dan in Imperial. Hello, Dan. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're doing great. Thanks.
Excellent. Tell me if this would work. Forget Rodgers. I'm tired of him. I'm tired of the whole deal. Sign Joe Flacco. Bring in J.K. Dobbins. And then draft Jackson Dart. And we still have money left.
Flacco's a possibility if things don't work out here, just because he's available. And if, you know, if he's going to be a backup, or who knows, maybe he'll emerge as a starter. Yeah. But he throws a lot of interceptions, and I know that Mike Tomlin is not keen on risk-taking necessarily, which needs to change a little bit because they have to take more risks if they're going to be successful in offense, I think. But, yeah, that's a possibility. Rodgers holds the key at this point. We'll see what he does. Will they draft somebody in the first round? If so, Dan, I don't know if they have to wait around the 21. They may have to move up to do it.
Yeah, he's moving. Dart's moving up the boards.
Yeah, that doesn't mean he's guaranteed anything. I've seen guys come and go like that where they move up and then they're not as good as you thought. Others have fallen and they're better than you think. And it's really a crapshoot. Despite all the information they have on these guys, you're really not sure how they're going to handle. Although he seems to be capable of dealing with stressful situations when there's pressure. He uses his legs to create areas where he can get to and throw the ball. So he's always looking down the field, which I like. But he has made some bad decisions in critical games too, like a lot of these kids. All right, Dan, thank you. Appreciate the call at 412-928-9370. Moving along to Guy in California who wants to talk some baseball. Hello, Guy.
Hi, good morning. Hey, Bob, real quick, just, you know, I love your Saturday shows. Your shows with Joe, there was, I mean, I think a lot of people don't realize when you talked about the microplastics and the chronic Lyme disease, those were two important things you talked about when he's talking about his peanut butter and plastic. But real quick, I just got back from Las Vegas. And a bunch of us Pittsburgh guys like to get together and put, you know, futures bets throughout the year. And one of the futures prop bets was on, it seemed crazy to me, Skeens winning 10.5 games at a minus 115. And it, what am I missing here? I mean, last year.
Are you sure you saw that right? 10 games? Because he won 11 last year.
I got the ticket in my hand. Yes, I got the ticket in my hand. That's why I'm saying it's crazy. Last year he's 11-3. He didn't start till the second week of May. I mean, and people even say, no, this is a bad bet. I said, what are you guys? No, I'm asking you, and this is my question. Are we all living a mass delusion, or is Las Vegas getting it wrong?
Well, if they're having that as the prop bet, then that tells me that they think the Pirates are not going to be able to hit, and he's going to have a lot of no decisions, probably. I would make that bet in a heartbeat, though. I think he's going to be easily past 11 wins. Again, it takes the entire team to help. I get that, but yeah, I would take that bet. I hope you did.
Yeah, we put a few Benjamins on.
I would have put a lot more Benjamins than a few if that's the case. 10 sounds I would have expected a number like 13, you know, or 14.
Well, we were going even higher. We were looking at 16 or 17.
Well, I don't think it'll get that high just because of the offense and the problems they have on offense, but I do think 10 is very achievable. Although those guys out there know what they're doing.
Right, and I think, you know, there are people are talking about the sophomore jinx, injury problems.
Well, you can't factor that in. If it happens like that, then there's nothing you can do about it. But if he's healthy and he gets his share of starts, I can't see him not winning 10 games.
Well, okay, thanks. I feel a little bit better now, Bob.
All right, Guy. Have a good one. I think you made a nice futures bet there. And if it's still available, those of you out there who like Paul Skeens should probably make it. Although that seems awfully low. I would expect 13. John joins us right now on the cell. Hello, John.
Hey, good morning. It's afternoon. Sorry, Bob.
That's all right. It could be morning or night somewhere like that. I don't even know. It confuses me, too.
A couple things Steeler-wise. My honest opinion, I think we need to move past worrying about the Rodgers stuff. I don't think it's a very good idea. And two, I think the Steelers have an opportunity right now with Metcalf on the one side and Pickens on the other, at having possibly two close to 1,000 yard receivers there. Number one, you're going to have, they're either going to double team Metcalf or double team Pickens. You can't double team both. But if you think, if Wilson is there, he's familiar with Metcalf, and also Mason's familiar with Pickens. So I think, my opinion, they stick with Mason. And in the draft, they work on finishing, solidifying their defensive line and maybe their offensive line, draft another receiver there, and wait till next year for a quarterback. And I think they need to stop maybe holding back on the quarterback and letting them air the ball out a little bit more instead of running on first and second down.
Well, I agree with that. I think they need to mix things up a lot more. But to your point, if you had both Pickens and Metcalf here together, it's one of the reasons why I really like still Justin Fields to be your quarterback. Just because of all the attention those receivers, if they go down the field and go patterns, they take people with them, they create openings. If you're a Justin Fields, you should be able to hit checkdowns or run with much more freedom. And that's the thing, the element that he has that I don't think any of these other quarterbacks have. And I would have gone, as I said before, with him for 2 years and then draft. I think you're onto something about drafting a quarterback next year. You're going to have more opportunities. And while some of these guys still have a whole another year to show you what they have, the potential for quality and quantity at the quarterback position is bigger next year.
Right. Thanks for taking my call.
All right, John, thank you for calling. Appreciate it. 412-928-9370 is the number. You can hit us up also on Twitter. Mine is at KDPomp. I want to remind you about the #1 Cochran Sports Showdown. We're on every Sunday night, 11:35, KDK-TV. We have a lot to get into this week, of course, and we'll do that tomorrow night on the #1 Cochran Sports Showdown. Thank you to #1 Cochran for being one of our primary sponsors. Go one better, ride in style with #1 Cochran. PNC Bank, make today the day. Shendorovich, Shendorovich and Fishman, they got your back, not your wallet. And, you know, it's kind of chilly outside. You want to go indoors and hit some golf balls? Try 9 Yards Golf Lounge in Washington County. Great place to hang out and watch sports while hitting some golf balls. All right, that's going to do it for that segment. When we come back, more open phone calls. 412-928-9370 right here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Back with more on this Saturday morning. A lot of interesting stuff going on. We got a text here from Greg Lenzi. Actually, tweet, I should say. You can hit me up at KDPomp. He says, Pirates made a big mistake getting rid of Priester and Ortiz. Pitching was their superpower and the only chance they could win, and they just lost it. Well, they have some other guys, and yeah, I agree, especially if Spencer Horwitz doesn't do what he's supposed to do. But there are a lot of people I've talked to who really like what this kid can do once he gets in there. And, of course, he's been out, hasn't been at spring training, and so I don't know when we'll see him. But I wonder what the Pirate plan is at first base moving into this week. If he turns out to be a good hitter for them, consistent hitter, he doesn't have to be somebody who has 25 home runs, but drive in runs. Just get on base, do some things, be clutch when he has to be clutch. He plays a pretty good brand of defense at first. Then the Ortiz deal will make sense. If not, then that's a pitcher they could have used in this year's rotation as well. All right, let's go out to Anthony in Oakland, who joins us right here on the Fan Hotline. Good morning, Anthony. How are you?
Thank you, Bob. Bob, the Steelers just need to focus on Mason Rudolph at this point, and then a young draft pick or get another quarterback that's out there to back them up. If Aaron Rodgers is going to sign with the Pittsburgh Steelers, he doesn't come all the way in town and then leave without a contract. So I
thought the same thing. I think that's because 6 hours spent there, I thought for sure there would be a decision at the end of it. So what does that mean to you?
That means he's not coming.
And that means what? He's going someplace else or retiring?
They've been talking on video. They had all that. All that should have been signed, sealed, delivered if he comes flying into town. He flew into town and he left without a contract. So, hello, Bob.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm sorry. Something happened. So, everything went dead. I think that's where the Steelers need to focus and move on as an organization. They screwed this whole quarterback situation up. Move on now. And think of it as this, Bob. It's like having a rookie quarterback in that contract. You can build around the team now. Build around the team. You got Mason on a very team-friendly contract. Go get another veteran to back him up. And then look for either in this year's draft or next year's. But just move on from this situation. Fix that defensive line.
Well, I would have said that regardless of who was, you know, if Justin Fields was a quarterback, I would have said that. I still think that's friendly money. And you can build around whoever that may, and there's going to be an eventual successor. They're going to draft somebody here, whether it's this or next year, most likely next. And, yeah, take care of all the stuff that you did. Last year you mentioned about not having pieces in places. The biggest need was a second wide receiver, and they really never got one all season long, even though they flirted with a lot of them. So fix all of that. Fix your defensive line. Fix the cornerback. There's a lot of stuff that needs to be done, and in this draft, I think they could do that.
Yes, and you've even got a nice you've got three wide receiver sets now because Austin really accelerated his career last year. I thought he played very well last year.
Oh, awesome. No question about that. He was one of those guys you could rely on. He doesn't drop things. He's still fast enough to get open, and he's a good complimentary guy once you get. So what do you think about Pickens then? Have you
Pickens. You're in an arms race. You keep Pickens. You're in an arms race. The two wide receivers are sitting up there in Cleveland aren't going – I mean, in Oakland – I mean, in Cincinnati's not going anywhere. You know the kind of offense you're dealing with down here in Baltimore. I mean, whatever the Steelers' hex they used to have over Jackson isn't there anymore. So now you got to compete with him. So you keep the two wide receivers. That opens everything up on your running game. You draft you a nice run, another running back in the later rounds. But what you have to fix is you can't have that humiliation that you faced when you saw Baltimore and they ran up almost 600 yards on you rushing. That can't happen.
No, and it happened too frequently last year. It wasn't just that game. There were a lot of games in which they got, you know, look at the Jets game back when they were here. It became a little too easy to run against the Steelers, and that's why the defensive line spot has to be addressed first and foremost. So if you're a betting man, are you taking defensive line first round, cornerback,
Yes. Running
back, wide receiver? What are you doing? Because I've heard people make a case for running back, and I'll never take a running back again.
I'm taking defensive line first round. I'm taking a defensive line in the third round. I'll get my running back and quarterback in the fourth and fifth, and that's how you got to deal with it.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Unless they can somehow – now, if they trade Pickens and get an additional pick, I would hope it would be a second rounder, although I don't know how many people are going to go. Although he had big numbers last year, and he's still very young. So you might be able to get somebody to do that. So you are of the belief, though, because you called it an arms race, Anthony, that what Cincinnati did was the right thing to do, sign both of their wide receivers, because I disagree with that move. I would have signed Chase, not Higgins.
You saw what they did offensively, Bob.
They did defensively, too. They can't stop anybody.
But they're going to go young. They're going to go the Kansas City route. They're going to go young on defense. Kansas City has proven when they traded that their top wide receiver away to Miami that they went young on defense once they gave Mahomes all that money. So you have to spend the money somewhere. They decided to spend on offense. Cincinnati has. You got to go young defense, and you just got to hope you draft right.
Well, that's a big hope. If you don't get that right, then you can have a young and a battered defense. And Cincinnati, the one thing they're going to have to do is score a lot of points this year because I don't see that defense getting any better, especially if they don't deal with Hendrickson. So that'll be something to watch. Anthony, thanks.
Thanks, Bob.
Always appreciate your call at 412-928-9370. And by the way, we have a number. Matt looked up on Paul Skeens. If you're looking at prop bets, 209.5 strikeouts is the bet over or under that you could place on Paul Skeens. That 10 wins seems weird to me that it would be that low, but they must look at the Pirate offense and think they're not going to score a lot of runs here. That's the only conclusion I can make, or that potential injuries. But again, how do you factor that in? No one really knows. 412-928-9370. I think Anthony had some good points there, and I'd agree with just building up things around you. If you look at the Philadelphia Eagles and what they did, they just loaded up on defensive and offensive line. They won because of trench success. They had people who can move people. They had people who can stop people. That's fundamental football, and that's what has to happen. And the Steelers over the years have done that well. That's been a calling card. You have to do that. So I believe defensive tackles will be very, very high on their list going into this draft, both in the first and third round potentially. Although, again, I see the end of George Pickens. If it's not this year, it'll be at the end of this year for next year. If you get a chance at a good wide receiver in the first round, because it is deep in wide receivers, I would have to consider that as well. You can never have enough of those kind of players, especially since last year you found out without a good number two, it can leave you in a real difficult situation to try to move the ball down the field through the air. So that's going to be their situation. We wonder about trades going in. We wonder about what they're going to have. And if it's just this next year, they're going to have at least three compensatory draft picks, which gives them flexibility to do much more when it comes to deal making. So I still think that'll be the year that they draft someone. I know that some of these quarterbacks in the first round are intriguing. I also know that they're not guaranteed. I would probably wait until middle rounds before I draft someone this year. If he emerges and develops, fine. If not, then I'll redraft the position next year. I don't think there's any harm in redrafting the quarterback position, considering we have just seen something that we very seldom see here in Pittsburgh, and that is back-to-back years of rotating quarterbacks and an entire room changing 2 years in a row. That's just, you never see that. But we've seen it. So now we know they're in a situation where they need to fix it. 412-928-9370 is the number to call. We will continue here at hour number two, take more calls for you. Again, the number is 412-928-9370. Hit me up on Twitter. It's at KD Pump. We have much more to get into. We'll talk about the NCAA tournament, some of your picks, who do you like, more Steeler conversation, as well as the Pirates beginning their season. What is your expectation of the Pittsburgh Pirates? Mine would be on the high end, 82 wins, on the low end, 76 wins, somewhere in between. That seems to be where they are every year, and unless they do something to address their hitting, and hopefully their hitting will improve naturally with some of these young guys that they have, I mean, that's the easiest way to solve the situation. But if it doesn't, then they're going to have to go out and do something maybe at the trade deadline if they're close. We'll see. 412-928-9370. It's the Bob Pompeiani Show. We roll on after this short break on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.